evening, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minute Coffee Break with Mimi. I'm so glad you could join me today, and I hope that you're all doing well. Well, Saints, we have come to the end, the last day of our 12 days of affirmations, and this is day number 12. And today we will discuss, God is orchestrating your life according to His perfect will and plan. So stay tuned, Saints, for the episode, and thank you once again. Welcome back, Saints. Saints, I know that there have been times in your life when you stated, I thought I would be farther along than this. I thought my life would be different than what it is now. My life has not gone as planned. Saints, as children of God, although we have our own dreams and desires and aspirations, and we have everything on our bucket list of what we want to get done at a certain time, we have to realize that in everything, God has the final say, especially if we're walking in His will. So, Saints, my question to you is, are you walking in His will? I know I've had to ask myself that question from time to time. And if we are walking in His will, then you know that plans change and things might not always go as we want them to go. But God is always on time, and He's never late. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 through 13 reads, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. God lays out the best made plan, Saints. You cannot go wrong while trusting in our great God. Let me ask you a question. How many of your plans have you made which were successful, which were done in your own strength without God's help? Now, you may have been successful on your own, but ultimately, your greatest success will only come when you surrender your plans to God and then watch Him work a miracle after miracle in your life. That can't happen on your own strength, Saints. I hear God saying to each one of us, Trust me. I got this. We love to be in control. We love to be in control. But Saints, we have to learn how to relinquish our control when God is in the midst of our breakthrough, as He is orchestrating our lives according to His perfect will and plan. We may at times feel sad initially when things don't happen in our timing or the way we wanted it to go. But God never disappoints, Saints. And if you could only see what He sees, you would praise God right now. God never disappoints. As someone once said, and I quote, You have to see it before you see it, or you will not see it, end quote. And Saints, that's faith. Keep your faith in God as He has taken you on a glorious journey. So get yourself ready, strap yourself in, continue to trust God, and enjoy your journey of a lifetime. Saints, I will end this episode with the following scriptures. Psalm Chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And lastly, I'm going to reread Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 through 13. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Trust God, saints. He knows the plans he has for you. Trust God, saints. Saints, I hope that you have enjoyed this series, 12 Days of Affirmations. I enjoyed presenting it to you. And the next series, we will have 12 Days of Scriptural Blessings, which will lead up to that great Resurrection Day. Thank you, Jesus. So I hope that you will join me for the next series to come. And until we talk again, be blessed, stay positive, and saints, stay tuned. Have a blessed evening.